I take a lot of photographs from whatever vehicle I'm driving. Early on in the 1968, or when I quit my job teaching, I decided to buy a van, travel. For about a year and a half, 2 years, I mostly drove around the country photographing. Well, if you do that, eventually you start seeing everything as you're moving through the landscape. And you very quickly learn that if you stop and get out, it's a whole different thing. It's not what you saw at all. It may have physically the ingredients, but it's not from where you were, it's not from that vantage point, it's very different, it's radically different. So I said, well, why not do both? So then I got in the habit of, as soon as I saw something that caught my eye while I was driving, I would photograph it from where I was, the driver's seat, or out the window, the other side, or whatever. But oftentimes I would then stop and then explore it more if it was something that was inherently interesting or had some dramatic content to it or something. So I've just continued to do that. You know, like they say, luck is impartial. You have just as much bad luck as you have good luck. But you can do things to prepare yourself to receive the good luck. And that's part of the whole process of photographing. If you think of the process as being receptive, you know, you move through the physical world and something catches your eye. I photograph anything that catches my eye. That's the best reason to photograph.